Welcome, folks. This is Pastor Butch Paul, and of course, it is Wednesday, and I'm sitting in for Bill DeCease from Dale with her program about financial survival, and we're glad you're with us, and I do mean that. I really do. We're going to bring up Wendy in a minute, which is always a treat. This young lady is so well-informed and is an encyclopedia on topics that I don't know where she gets all this from, but she's just good at it. Anyway, before we go there, as always, we're going to do Precious Metals, but again, welcome to the program today. It is Wednesday, 18 May 2022. So this month's going by really quickly, like all months do. Let's get started with the precious metals. Gold was up slightly, believe it or not. The other three, nuts, no, they weren't. But gold was up 221 to 1818.23. Silver was down 0.22 to 2134. Platinum was down 1658 to 934.42. Palladium was down 4252 to 2038.58. So, I mean, three were down and one was up, so I don't know. The USDX day was, well, $1 was up 0.50 to 103.86. I guess that's a good thing. The Dow was down a pretty good chunk, actually. 1166.47 down to 31488. Big hit on Dow. Also, for the NASDAQ, down 557.91 to 11426. S&P was down 166.34 to 392.51. Used to be, folks, when the markets were down, the silver and gold were up, but it's just not that happening that way anymore. I don't understand how it's all working, but it's working that way. Overseas, Japan, Hong Kong, the markets were up, and London and Germany were down. Hong Kong was up 253.82 to 26.911. I'm sorry, not Hong Kong, Nikkei. The Hang Seng was up 41.84 to 26.44. London was up 79.40 to 74.38. Germany was down 175.94 to 14.007. So markets there a little back and forth there. And a good old oil, of course, is up again. 321 to 108.79. That's just wonderful to hear. 10-year yield was 0.289%, change of 0.08. So the big thing, of course, is gold and silver still being held down. They're being held down. That's all there is to it. They're holding them down. And the markets were, especially, well, all of them are down pretty sharply today. I don't know what all the reasons were on that for sure, but we'll see what happens in the future. But that's the reports on markets and the precious metals. Now let's go to our guest, Wendy Wilson with Apothecary Herbs, because I love listening to this young lady teach us things. And yes, folks, I can be taught. I'm a hillbilly, but I can still learn. That's a fact. Anyway, are you there, Wendy?
I'm here, Pastor Butch. Good to be with you.
It's good to have you. It's always good to have you. I love listening to you tell your information.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I thought we'd talk about a common painkiller that affects emotions today.
Okay.
This is according to several scientific studies, actually, on a common pain medication that is sold over the counter. You may know the name acetaminophen, also sold as Tylenol. It has the ability to affect empathy, according to the research, kind of similar to antidepressants, really, that reduce empathy in a lot of people. So I thought we'd check it out.
Tylenol is absolutely everyone's favorite go-to.
It is. And it's, you know, it's in a lot of medicines. So it's kind of, they're calling it a social analgesic, because when fellow humans are experiencing pain, either physical or emotional, there are drugs which can actually diminish our ability to experience empathy for those that are suffering. So this was an October 2019 study with the National Library of Medicine. They published their report on these pain relievers with acetaminophen that reduces what they call positive empathy emotions. Here's a quote from the report. They say, acetaminophen, a potent physical painkiller, also reduces empathy for other people's suffering. It blunts physical and social pain, but by reducing the activation in the brain in the areas where the anterior insula and anterior cingula are. And these areas of the brain are thought to regulate emotional awareness and motivation. So I don't think there's any warnings on Tylenol that says, hey, by the way, this may remove empathy. I don't think I've seen that. But
that's amazing. I had no idea.
Well, the scientific reports also reported March 2019, a lot of these over-the-counter painkillers have great psychological effects and influence social and economic trust. They said, quote, "We find suggestive evidence that acetaminophen affects the basic social process of trust in 5 lab experiments," end of quote. Five
wow.
of them. So what they said in a nutshell, I'll just give you the highlights. They said the drug has negative neighborhood trust issues. People who take it don't trust their neighbors, apparently. Negative feelings of social integration. They says it reduces influence of self-generated expectations on investments, so people aren't trusting economics, and also trust-related behavior in general. They went on to say, this is from the National Institute of Health, they said it reduces personal pleasure, reduces empathy or empathetic feeling for others in pain, and reduces effective reactivity. So in essence, the drug has this neurochemical suppression action in certain areas of the human brain that tend to house our emotions. So if the emotions of empathy for others is directly related to, let's say, our experience, our pro-social behaviors, this kind of raises the question, is acetaminophen or Tylenol also a psychological drug, and what will this do to society with continued long-term use? One of the doctors on the report, this is Dominic Mischkowski, Ohio State University. Also, he reported his findings in the Journal of Social Cognitive Effective Neuroscience. This was May 2016. And he says, quote, "Acetaminophen, the main ingredient in the painkiller Tylenol, found in more than 600 medicines, reduces empathy. Acetaminophen also blunts the positive emotion of joy," end of quote.
Wow.
Right? So that's what we needed, less joy, right? Mm. So what is positive empathy? What are they talking about there? Well, you would be, let's say, happy, Pastor Butch, if someone you knew had some good fortune. You would celebrate with that person that they had experienced some success. And that seems not to be the case if a person's taking a lot of painkillers that have acetaminophen in it. And likewise, if a person taking these drugs were to witness, let's say, a person suffering from physical or emotional pain, they would really not feel empathy towards that person as much. So these drugs do not foster good psychological health, trust, intimacy, and also social activity. So they say positive empathy provides part of the social glue from which interpersonal bonds develop, and this fosters interpersonal connections, trust, and pro-social behaviors. So add on to this the lockdowns and the face masks, Pastor Butch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So therefore, without empathy, our society will suffer from a glut of important social benefits, according to the National Library of Medicine. With more than 82 million Americans taking these painkillers on a regular basis, it will substantially reduce the overall social benefits over time in our society.
All drugs have side effects, but this is phenomenal. I mean, something as common as Tylenol. I mean, we thought they were pretty safe, and wow.
Well, they did some scans. The National Institute of Health, when they did their research, they were studying MRI scans of the brain. They wanted to pinpoint the area of the brain that houses this empathy, and it seems to be a complex neurological area. Also involves your emotional awareness and your effects and rewards and emotions. So very complex area. So our psychological affective experiences are housed in this area of the brain, and these expressions guide and direct our responses to other people. So additional research is showing that when you take acetaminophen or Tylenol as an analgesic, a painkiller, it reduces our responses to also heat, electric shock, and cold weather. Interesting. Yeah. Here's another quote from the National Library. They say, "Acetaminophen affects a broad spectrum of psychological processes that are not limited to the processing of physical pain." And then they also add, "Because acetaminophen blunts or dulls the responsiveness for one's own pain and for the pain of others, we see an overlapping area in the brain with regards to positive empathy. And this would impair a person's ability to experience empathy for others in negative and positive expressions. So let's take a look at what society would be without empathy, Pastor Butch. You want to go down that road? I know. This is the College of Healthcare Professions. They did a report in November 2012. They reported on what society would happen, you know, to it. And they said they found a stark 40% decline in empathy among university students. So college students are showing a 40% drop in empathy. They said this: empathy and sympathy are really not the same. Empathy is understanding how another person feels and putting yourself in their shoes. Sympathy is acknowledgement of another person's hardship and providing them comfort and assurance. But the thing about sympathy and empathy, they tend to work together. They dovetail. They dovetail. So if you can put yourself in someone else's shoes and have empathy for them, then the next thing is you're going to try to help them. See?
Right.
So we got some disruptions here. This is the College of Healthcare. They go on to say there are two components of empathy, cognitive and emotional. Cognitive is the recognition or understanding part of the whole process to identify another person's feelings and emotions. And the emotional part is how we appropriately react. So both have to be there for a person to be capable of having empathy. And a psychopath may be capable of recognizing someone's pain, but lacks the appropriate response. So are we chemically building psychopaths?
Wow, we knew a lot of mind control medicine have done that, but never thought about Tylenol.
Right, let's see. They go on to say, when a person starts to treat someone as an object, and it's when they can become capable of cruelty, we can explain human cruelty with the erosion of empathy. So the erosion of empathy means you'll have more societal cruelty. Okay?
Makes sense.
Yeah. And also, they also added, there are many possible causes for human cruelty. Could be borderline personality disorders, genetics, hormones, cultural roots, but social networking may be one of the main causes today. People are not interacting face to face that much anymore. In order to be empathetic to others, you must learn to read other people's faces. And you are not born with this ability. You develop it. So face masks, social distancing, lockdowns, people are losing their ability to express empathy for other people.
And you have to know that was an accident. That wasn't planned that way. You have to know that. They wouldn't tell you to cover your face to cause problems, would they?
Well, the American Psychological Association added this little tidbit. They said, when empathy declines, narcissism rises.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Yeah, so we have a sticky wicket here. You know, now you were saying, you know, Tylenol and acetaminophen, it's on the shelf everywhere. You can grab it. You don't need a prescription. Let me add this. Your aspirin product. What do you think of aspirin? People think, oh, aspirin's been around forever. And they don't think much of grabbing a bottle of aspirin either, or even a baby aspirin bottle.
That's
okay,
true.
So aspirin is really acetylsalicylic acid. If it were discovered today by medicine, it would need a prescription. That
really?
Should tell you something. Yep, that would tell you something.
And they tell you to take an aspirin a day for your heart. And my goodness, on and on it goes. Wow.
Well, actually, I've read some studies where they weren't able to duplicate and prove those studies where aspirin therapy is.
I know that. I've read that too. But
yeah.
But that's as common as eat a peanut.
Well, and if you think about it, aspirin was kind of discovered by accident as a pain reliever. They were looking for an anti-inflammatory. And what they did is they originally took willow bark and meadow sweet from plants because it had salicin in it, and they fractionalized the salicin, which made acetylsalicylic acid. And when you do that, It changes the way the body uses the salicin. In other words, it can create bleeding. It can interfere with the immune system by lowering fever. Recent reports in the last 10 years, they're finding people that are on long-term aspirin therapy, it puts them at risk of macular degeneration of the eye. Really, it's something people don't know enough about. I don't even think science knows enough about it.
I think you're right.
Yeah. So I know, you know, there are solutions, you know, and there's situations, you know, where you have heavy pain medications that are going to be necessary. I get that. And herbs that we used to use for pain, our ancestors used, well, those herbs are no longer legally available to us. Okay. Poppy, cannabis, these were all, well, cannabis is now becoming more available, but the real cannabis was for pain, and so was the poppy. So, the herbs that the ancestors used, and when they used it appropriately, there wasn't any toxicity, there wasn't any mind-altering or addictive effects. So, such herbs are really not hard on your liver and your kidneys either. So, today, if we want to use herbs for pain today, it's going to be usually for, you know, the common pain ailments, like, you know, minor trauma pain, inflammation, headaches, because we have herbs that can pretty much handle that part. Now, an example... Just to give you an example, I recently had an injury and to my leg, and I was sent home by medical providers to use antibiotics and painkillers, but I didn't use those. I chose to use my immune support, my blood cleansing herbs, and my anti-inflammatory willow bark and meadow sweet and pain reliever, and I did just fine. The recovery was uneventful. It went great. So I just want to encourage people, you have tools you may not have known you had. And they're very successful when you use them appropriately. So we have those if you want to look at them at Apothecary Herbs, and we do have a product catalog we can send you. The number is 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com if you want to check that out. Also, we are moving our domains, registration of domains, so if the Power Herbs website is down for a little time there, use the apothecaryherbs.com website, a domain address, or WendyJaneWilson.com, and you'll get to the website. So it's a temporary thing.
Okay. Wow, yep. It's amazing. What a coincidence that they would outlaw the natural and give us a man-made substance. Isn't that really strange? That had been an accident, of course.
That sounds wicked to me.
I think you're right. Wendy, that was phenomenal. Give that information one more time.
Sure. They can give us a call at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. And the web address is thepowerherbs.com. Get a free catalog and be empowered.
Well, that was a very, very informative bit of information. Thank you for taking time to join us today, Wendy. You're always full of information, but I almost said you're full of it, but I didn't mean that. No. But anyway, that was phenomenal. Thank you for taking time to share
you're
that.
Welcome.
I mean, the little simple things we take for granted, and it's actually hurting us. All right, we'll see you next week.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, folks, back at the break. Don't go away. Lots to talk about.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Alrighty, folks, we're back in. I really enjoyed Wednesday Day. I know you all did too. That was very, very interesting. You know, every drug we take, no matter how simple it is, has side effects. Even something, I mean, like a Tylenol, for goodness sake, ibuprofen, what all these things we take every day and think that we're actually something that's not harmful, it truly is. I mean, it's just. I don't know. I did not know this. This is very interesting. And it can destroy your emotions. And she. So anyway, let's move on. You remember when we had Greg on Monday, Greg Hunter. He mentioned about Musk and Twitter, and Musk was going to ask about making them prove that they had that many customers. Well, he was right on. Said Tesla CEO Elon Musk promised that taking over Twitter would enable him to rid the social media platform of its annoying spam bots. Now he's arguing, without presenting any evidence, that there might be too many of those automated accounts for the $44 billion deal to move ahead. Just like Greg said. So, interesting. Will there be situations here, and will Twitter take a hit because of all this false advertising? Only time will tell. Only time will tell. Parents panic over Biden baby formula crisis. Bone deep anxiety. Parents are expressing their panic over the baby formula shortage that is gripping the nation. Never did I think I would ever be rationing formula, said one mother. This should be common knowledge to know this, but rationing formula to a baby means the baby isn't getting maybe all that is still hungry. That is sad. The crisis has grown so desperate for some parents that they have to come up with creative ways to acquire baby formula. One parent had formula shipped in a white and a wine box as a preventive against theft. Other parents have had to ask friends and family to travel across state and county lines just to obtain the product. As Breitbart News reported on Friday, 8 states have seen their baby formula supply cut by more than half. In response to baby formula crisis, then White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki suggested parents call their doctor. I do know there's some, we're getting some formula shipped in from overseas, Sweden, other places are shipping in some formula. One of the companies that the feds have shut down is going to be reopened here in a couple of weeks, have product back on the shelf. But folks, it's really a disgusting shame. I mean disgusting shame that America can't feed its own children. That's how far America has fallen. I just can't understand how that's me too, have sat back and allowed this insanity to take place. But we did it. I did it through ignorance. I had no idea. And that's how freedoms and liberty are lost, through ignorance. If you don't understand what you're going to lose, how do you know when you lose it? I've said this many times on the broadcast, this and others. I know of mine several times. But when I grew up, we could actually take a gun to school with us to hunt after school. We'd actually take it on a school bus, leave it on a school bus, or when we used to walk to grade school, we put it behind the principal's door in the office, and we'd change clothes after, because we didn't get the school clothes dirty, when hunting after school. Today, if they had come anywhere near a school with a gun in their hand, they'd be shot down. That's how much we've lost in America in my lifetime. Such a sad state of affairs. Biden inflation broke Walmart. Shares plunged 11%. Shares of Walmart crashed 11% on Tuesday after the company reported first quarter results showing that its profits had plunged as the nation's largest retailer grappled with surging inflation and supply chain disruption. Folks, if Walmart's taking a hit, that's a pretty good sign a lot of people are in trouble. The company also said it was cutting its forecast for full-year earnings, which now expects to decline from last year. The Bentonville, Arkansas-based retailer is often looked as a bellwether for the U.S. economy and the health of the consumer due to size and the breadth of its customer base. The U.S. economy has been powered along by high levels of consumer spending this year, but the Walmart first quarter results show the drag inflation has on real economic growth. So, they said they would have made a little profit. Walmart sales rose 2.4% to $141.57 billion. That was better than $138.8 billion that analysts had projected, but inflation ate away the profits. You know, a few business people I get to talk to from time to time, especially right now restaurant owners, one lady said she was ashamed, she was embarrassed she had to raise her prices, but she had no choice. And folks, it isn't their fault. It isn't the restaurant's fault they've raised prices. They're paying more for everything from the hamburger buns to the hamburger itself and on across the line. Of course, salaries are going up and people are still losing money. Even though salaries are going up, they're still going in the hole because things are rising that quickly. Your standard of living is being systematically destroyed. This is by Michael Snyder. It's a pretty good article. I'm going to read a little bit of it here, take my time with it, and I want you to listen to what it's saying because it's shown where you are today. And this is not to make people scared and frightened and run in the calls and hide, although sometimes you may feel like it. It's to help us understand how to prepare for the future. And know that, especially if you're a born-again believer in Christ, if you're truly a born-again believer, you try to do what's wise, protect your family, just as the Bible promises, and then put our faith in Him for whatever comes. That's all we can do. Most Americans didn't understand that the exceedingly foolish decisions of our leaders would eventually have a major impact on how they lived their lives every single day. Now, I just said that. We didn't understand what was happening. We had no idea. But there are some of us that did. Many of us literally begged our politicians to stop borrowing and spending trillions upon trillions of dollars that we did not have. But they refused to listen. And many of us literally begged the officials at the Federal Reserve to stop pumping trillions upon trillions of fresh dollars into the financial system. Of course, they wouldn't listen to us either. Now our standard of living is steadily being eviscerated, and most of the population seems to quite surprised that this is happening. Flooding our economy with money was inevitably going to create an inflation crisis, and that is precisely why this happened. Most Americans didn't understand that exceedingly foolish decisions of our leaders would eventually have a major impact on how they live their lives every single day. And folks, that's just what's happened. Flooding our economy, said back in 2020, the average price of a gallon of gasoline in the United States, now folks, this has been 2 years ago, not 20 years ago, was $1.96. Now that was really high compared to what, and I know it's all about this a lot, but when Marsh and I first got married forever, over a half century ago, gasoline was like 22 cents a gallon. But $1.96 was really, really cheap compared to now, right? 2 years ago. 1 year later, the average price of a gallon of gasoline was $3.08. So 2021, we're paying $3.08. That was more than a 50 cent increase in just 12 months. But that wasn't the end of the story. On Sunday, the average price of a gallon of gasoline in the United States hit an all-time record of $4.47. Folks, you could have took the price 2 years ago and doubled it and still not touched what we're paying today. Do you understand we're paying 100% more than 100% more than we were 2 years ago? Think about that just a minute. Let that sink in. That's over 100% increase in price of gasoline. Has your paycheck went up 100% to equate somewhere near that? I mean, have you been able to foot that bill with no pain at all? Then on Monday, it hit another record of $4.48 per gallon. That means the price of gasoline has risen almost 50% since May 2021. Has your paycheck gone up 50% during each of these last 2 years? Needless to say, most of you cannot answer that question affirmatively. Of course, some areas of this country are being hit harder than others. In California, the average price of gallon gasoline has now reached $5.92, $6 a gallon, folks. But just wait until the war in the Middle East starts. Once that occurs, it won't be too long before many Americans are paying $10 for a gallon of gasoline. I'm going to share with you another story where some stations are preparing for that event right now. Meanwhile, food prices in the U.S. are rising at a pace that is unlike anything that I've ever seen before. Just check out these extremely alarming numbers that the government released last week. Thursday's report showed a broad-based rise in cost of food at the wholesale level, with gains of 41.3% from a year ago, as Russia's war in Ukraine raised world prices. Both Russia and Ukraine are major grain producers. The cost of eggs skyrocketed 161.3%, driven up by a bird flu outbreak that killed 10% of chickens in the U.S. Processed young chickens were up 24.1% from a year ago. Fresh vegetables were up 45.7%, and fresh fruit rose 17.3%. I know you're feeling it. I know you are. Unless you're really, really well off, you're feeling this. I know that I am. And it's just making things harder for somebody to make the bills paid. And whether I like it or not, that's just the way it is. And it's happening not just to me, all of us. But these are things that people just seem to shrug off, or no, I won't take it back. They're not shrugging off, I don't suppose. They're just not really thinking about too much to understand where we're going on this. It's just a matter of time. We're going to see riots in the streets. We're going to see things happen that have never happened before in this country. And I don't want to see that happen. I really truly don't. I mean, Sri Lanka, an island nation, Sri Lanka, ran out of oil today as streets break out into chaos. Today, Sri Lanka could run out of fuel, medicine, and other essential goods if it doesn't receive a $75 million in the emergency funding. We have run out of petrol. At the moment, we only have petrol stocks for single days, and newly elected Prime Minister Ranil, I'm not going to try to pronounce that last name. On Twitter, the Prime Minister warned his fellow Sri Lankans that they could face the most difficult times of their lives. The next couple of months will be the most difficult ones of our lives. I have no desire to hide the truth and to lie to the public. Although these facts are unpleasant and terrifying, this is the true situation. Sri Lanka electric grid is primarily fueled by oil, and according to the Prime Minister, there could be a rolling 15-hour blackouts every day for the country's population, 21 million. Every day, they may have to shut power off for the customers for 15 hours a day. Let that sink in, and what that could mean. I mean, is that unbelievable or what? Is that a sad set of affairs? Of course it is. I was going to share with you an article I'm trying to find here. I can't find it right now, but I'll just tell you what it is. In Washington State, they are putting an extra digit on their fuel pumps to allow for a change of figures up to $10 or more addition to on their fuel pumps. In Washington State, they're already planning for the gasoline to hit another digit. $10 a gallon. Now, you say it can't happen. Well, hey, this time last year, nobody knew that we were going to be paying double. Nobody knew it would be close to be over $5 a gallon someplace. Nobody knew that. Nobody could see that coming. And diesel up over six in some places. And actually, they're running out of diesel in some areas. Some pumps are going dry. Oh, yeah. When that happens, oh, my gosh, folks. Talk about inflation. And talk about food shortages. But no one seems to be putting two and two together. I say no one. Most people don't because they don't think about it. They just see it happening. They don't think about why is this happening and how is it happening? Who's causing it to happen? Well, it's a war in Ukraine. That may be a small part of it, folks, but this started long before this war started. We were seeing inflation through the roof before the war started. So we can't blame Ukraine and Russia on this. That may add a little bit to it, but that was nowhere near what's happening. We are being systematically taken down step by step economically to bring this nation to its knees. and to turn us into a third world nation. And Sri Lanka right now, they're having people with trouble in the streets. People are actually running people down that will say have some money, stealing them, beating them up, taking everything they have. That's happening because people are desperate. They're hungry. And as you see, there's going to come a time in America when the government can no longer send you a check and fix it. Even if they do send you a fiat currency, for a check fiat currency, the currency will buy nothing. Well, it won't feed you. It won't be enough in that check to feed you. This is coming to America unless something happens very quickly and very drastically, unless America gets on her knees and repents before God and says, please fix this for us. We want to do better. This is coming to America. Now, we don't have to like it. We don't like it. But it doesn't change the fact it's happening because people just, for some reason, cannot see the coincidences that have led to this, like 20-some food warehouses and food production plants have been burned or blown up. In the last couple of months, what an odd coincidence, is it not? And for the Fed to shut down a baby food manufacturer because they said there were safety hazards, not okay, maybe there were. But why is it not already back open again? But don't worry about it, because everything's going to be fine. Congress is poised to send $40 billion more of our money to Ukraine for Ukraine aid. People here having a hard time paying their bills. We're sending $40 billion to a battle, a war we should not be involved in. Ukraine is not the good guy here. Russia's not either, to tell the truth. But Ukraine certainly isn't. Congress is poised this week to approve $40 billion American taxpayer funds for the Ukraine war with little debate and no clear end to the conflict. The massive funding bill has been supported unanimously by Democrats, but the face resistance by Republicans in the House and Senate amid record levels of inflation and shortages of critical supplies such as baby formula in America. Yeah, how about we feed our own people here first? On Monday, the Senate voted to advance a bill for a vote this week, with all Democrats and independents voting to advance the bill. 37 Republicans and also voted to advance the bill, but 11 Republicans opposed it. So, yeah, folks, I don't know. Maybe we are just that naive and stupid. They'll let this go on like that. I don't know. But they're going to send $40 billion overseas, and people here can't even feed their families. They're having a hard time paying utility bills and keeping food on the table and buying a car. This is America. I know we should help people, but folks, we've got to feed our children, our own children first, and produce for ourselves. India is not going to ship out any grain this year. India's keeping the grain to feed themselves because they're in a tight spot also. Good for India. America's not going to have much to ship or to keep because we're not planting a whole lot because of fertilizer shortages and droughts. Ain't it odd that all this is happening like this all at one time? The food we're eating right now are leftovers from last year's crop. What's going to happen when this crop comes in and there's nothing there? Not enough to go around. Are you prepared for that? Don't think money's going to count too well because it's not worth anything. Think about it. Back at the break, folks, a lot more. Don't you lay it on the line. Just one more time.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
I'll update the music some there. And by the way, I found the article I do want to share with you because it's so important. Washington State, has gas stations run out of gas. Add extra digit in anticipation of $10 prices. Oh, this is just so hard to believe. Gas stations across the U.S. are running out of fuel. In anticipation of increasing gas prices, gas stations in the state of Washington are reportedly reprogramming pumps to include double-digit numbers in price per gallon, as the current trend could put prices over $10. Gee whiz. At the 76th gas station in Auburn, Washington, located 1725 Auburn Way North, gas pumps have been reprogrammed to make room for a double-digit pricing. In March, they still had single-digit programming. A spokesperson at 76 confirmed to the Post-Millennial that the gas pumps were reprogrammed to allocate for double-digit pricing, although not confirming that they are expecting prices to increase up $10 or more. The current trend suggests the possibility. Gee, well, that's something to think about. Imagine. But again, when I first met my wife, Marcia Jean, we got married 20-something cents a gallon. We never dreamed we'd be paying almost $5 a gallon already in some places more. That didn't enter our thought at all. So I don't know what to say about that, except this is for real and it's happening. And they're making plans to go double-digit on gasoline. Could it happen? Well, if it couldn't happen, they wouldn't be doing it. If it wasn't going to happen, or they didn't anticipate it could happen, they would not be doing this, would they? So there you go, folks. Something to think about. Give Melody a call at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. You know, one day Melody's going to retire from this business. She's going to do it. Everybody has to do something. So it maybe works for 40, 50 years or something. They want to retire. When she does, in my mind, one of the best, if not the best, spacious metal dealer is going to be going. The one with a heart. I'm not saying the others don't. I'm not saying that at all. But I know Melody now for 20-some years. She has a heart for people and really tries to help. So I appreciate her while she's here before she does decide, hey, one day I'm going to hang it up. Give her a call at 800-375-4188. I mean, I would strongly urge that. Texas grid operator tells residents to conserve energy after 6 generators fail amid sweltering temperatures. The Texas grid operator this weekend asked residents to conserve power after 6 generators failed. We're asking Texans to conserve power when they can by setting the thermostat to 78 degrees or above. That's hot, folks. That is hot in the home. And avoiding the usage of large appliances such as dishwashers, washers, and dryers during peak hours between 3 p.m. and 8 p.m. through the weekend, Texas grid operator ERCOT said in a statement. Gee, 78 degrees above is going to be hot in the home, no doubt about it. I mean, you know, and I often thought about this. How did we get by before we had air conditioning? I know we're setting record heaps now. I know this is all part of the weather control situation. They're making the droughts. I know that. But nonetheless, people got by for hundreds and thousands of years without air conditioning. Can you imagine today getting in a car without air conditioning? Most people don't even think about that. They take it for granted. But anyway, back to what it says. ERCOT manages electric power to more than 26 million Texas customers, represents 90% of the state's electrical load, according to the company. Temperatures soared into the 90s with a triple-digit heat index in parts of Texas this weekend. Power prices spiked after generators went offline. The Texas grid operator called on residents to conserve energy Friday after six generation facilities tripped offline amid hot weather, prompting power spikes to prices to spike. The power plant failures resulted in a loss of 2,900 megawatts of electricity. Electric Reliability Council of Texas said in an email statement Friday, that's enough power for about 580,000 homes and businesses. Natural gas-fired plants make up all the generation that failed, as an ERCOT spokesman said. The Texas grid is being stressed by high heat and potential preview of peak summertime demand. This summer will test whether ERCOT has made sufficient changes to reinforce a system that experienced cascading power plant failures and a deadly blackout during a historic freeze in early 2021. On Thursday, the Public Utility Commission of Texas expressed concern that generators haven't had enough time to perform seasonal maintenance ahead of summer. The risk summertime maintenance amid stronger heat can lead to supply shortages and potentially rolling blackouts. Rolling blackouts. Sri Lanka, 15 hours a day. Texas, who knows? But a rolling blackouts. And if they haven't had time to test the generators, I don't know why they didn't have time, but they apparently didn't. But if it could, I'm just looking at this article just thinking, I mean, we're talking about America here. People that may lose power because the system broke down. And prices are going up because some system did break down. And it's still springtime. What's going to happen when somebody does get here? Gee. UK inflation hits 40-year high of 9.0, squeezing households harder. Ours is last month was a rate at 10% that they confessed to. We're higher than the UK. British inflation surged last month to its highest annual rate since 1982, pressuring Finance Minister Rishi Sunak to offer more help for households and the Bank of England to keep raising interest rates despite a risk of recession. Consumer price inflation hit 9% in April, the Office for National Statistics said on Wednesday, surpassing the peaks of the early 1990s recession that many Britons remember for sky-high interest rates and widespread mortgage defaults. Britain has the highest inflation of Europe's big economies and almost certainly in the group of seven, with Canada and Japan yet to report April data. Neither are likely to match Britain's price growth, which also looks set to be longer lasting. You see, folks, all nations that use fiat currency eventually face this. All of them. There are no nations in the UK that I know of that have any kind of sound money system. Obviously not in the Middle East either, that I know of. Far East, like Japan, talk about. China's heading more toward maybe a more stable currency or money system, as is Russia. The dollar keeps gaining ground, and that's just amazing how that's working. But I do look for that to end. I truly, truly do. I don't want to see things change drastically like that, but folks, you can't play with science and facts. That the fact is, fiat currencies don't last. They don't. Bank of England governor warns of apocalyptic food shortages from fallout of Russia-Ukraine war. War on Ukraine is leading to an apocalyptic food shortage, Governor of the Bank of England, Andrew Bailey, told a committee of parliament on Monday. Bailey said the main issue is that major global grain supplier Ukraine's crops cannot be exported due to the war. The head of the United Nations World Food Program warned millions of people around the world will die if Ukraine's Black Sea ports continue to be blocked by Russia. Last week, Italian League Party leader Matteo Salvini warned the looming food shortages due to the war could cause as many as 20 million people from Africa to migrate to Europe. The Evening Standard reported on the apocalyptic warnings by the Bank of England and the UN. The Bank of England governor sounded an apocalyptic warning on Monday over looming food shortages caused by Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine. Andrew Bailey told MPs of his major worry over food supplies, particularly to the developing world. Appearing before the Commons Treasury Committee, he was asked about a range of subjects. I'm afraid the one I'm going to sound, I guess, apocalyptic about this food. Mr. Bailey added that after speaking with the Ukrainian finance minister at an International Monetary Fund meeting in Washington, future supplies of many staple foods were in doubt. David Beasley, head of the United Nations World Food Program, pleaded with the Russian president to end the blockade of Black Sea ports. Millions of people around the world will die because these ports are being blocked, he warned. When Americans come to the fact that they can't feed their family, there's going to be bloodshed in the streets. No one's going to be safe. You got food in your home, you better be prepared to protect it, folks. You better have something, substances you can barter with, too. And I recommend silver. Junk silver. Good barter system. And it's still recognizable as real money, by the way. Everyone knows a nickel is, or a quarter is, 15 pieces. But silver is going to, I think, in my mind, in my opinion, is going to go up at a higher percentage than gold. That's from my opinion. Okay, I'm just sharing with you. Give Melody a call. Talk to her. 800-375-4188. Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, signs measure outlawing protests outside of Floridians' homes, sending unruly mobs, saying unruly mobs is inappropriate. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on Monday signed legislation outlawing protests outside of Floridian homes, a move made in the wake of activists protesting in front of homes of Supreme Court justices, forcing some of them, such as Justice Alito, to move to undisclosed locations. DeSantis signed HB 1571, which explicitly prohibits picketing and protesting outside of an individual's place of residence. It is unlawful for a person to picket or protest before or about the dwelling of any person with the intent to harass or disturb that person in his or her dwelling. It instructs law enforcement to first approach the violators and command any person picketing or protesting before or about the dwelling of a person to immediately and peaceably disperse. If they refuse, officers can arrest the violators, who could face a second-degree misdemeanor. It's a shame you got to do that. But folks, if you don't govern yourself, you'll be governed some other way. Victoria, Australia, prohibits people from growing their own food. Now, I don't have time to go through all this, but I'll read you the bill number and look it up for yourself. Victoria, Australia Premier Dan Andrews is passing a bill that prohibits people from growing their own food. The Agriculture Legislation Amendment, this is the name of it, look it up for yourself, look online, the Agriculture Legislation Amendment Bill 2022 has had a second reading in Parliament. Biosecurity is stated as a reason for changes. So in Victoria, Australia, you'll soon not be allowed to grow your own food. What a coincidence. New Zealand government sending letters to unvaxxed people, telling them that if they are not vaxxed by 1st of June 2022, or they will face $15,000 fine or 6 months in prison. That's just, though, folks, they surely don't mean that, do they? They're not going to make you so you can't grow your own food. And in New Zealand, if you don't get the shot, you're going to jail 6 months or $15,000. No, they wouldn't do that, would they? Yes, they would. They're taking down nations that for a long time have been able to prosper on purpose. Finland and Sweden applied to join NATO amid Turkish objections. Folks, this war situation is growing at a pace that makes me very nervous. I expect to hear a nuke being dropped any time, or a dirty bomb going off anywhere in the world, but especially here in America, at any time. Finland and Sweden formally applied to join the NATO alliance on Wednesday, a decision spurred by Russia's invasion of Ukraine, but faced objection from Turkey to an accession process that is expected to take only a few weeks. Folks, this is something that Russia has warned NATO about, and we promised them 25, 30 years ago that we would not advance NATO to their border, but we have. We lied to them. Imagine that. Imagine the U.S. government lying to anybody. Gee, that's hard to believe. But neutral throughout the Cold War, Sweden and Finland's decision to join NATO is one of the most significant changes in Europe's security architecture in decades, not least because Finland shares 810-mile border with Russia. It also reflects a shift in public opinion in the Nordic region since Russia's February 24th invasion of Ukraine. Okay, and Belarus dismobilized troops, artillery, and more to Ukraine border. This is heating up. NATO just begun a new military exercise, Defender Europe 2022, and it seemed to have had some unexpected consequences. Belarus just mobilized its military. At least, that's the reason Belarus is giving for why they recently started moving troops to the southern border. Every year, the U.S. Army puts on Defender Europe with NATO forces. It's essentially a logistics exercise in which soldiers practice moving large amounts of military material throughout NATO countries via rail by the Dalsha bomb. Gear is packed up and an army preposition stock by soldiers sent out by rail to a NATO member. The gear is used and then the material is shipped back to the APS. So we're doing that. Belarus is moving troops to counter. Interesting, is it not? Could this be serious? What do you think, folks? What do you think? I mean, are we pressing for war or expecting war? I think in my mind, a lot of people are not wanting to admit it, but I think they're expecting something big to happen. Something maybe that we would think ourselves as common people is unexpected, but they know it's not going to be expected. No more than Roosevelt, that the bombing of Pearl Harbor was not unexpected to Roosevelt. He knew about it at least 2 months in advance. So it wasn't unexpected. To the American people, it was unexpected. But Roosevelt wanted America at war. So he made it so it would happen. Would it happen again? Folks, it's happened in Vietnam. It happened in Korea. It's going to happen again, believe me. Remember when Iraq had weapons of mass destruction? They never found any. Remember when they had them? Oh, yeah. Folks, I'll be back with you on Friday myself. Melody will be with you tomorrow with David. So y'all have a great night. And give Melody a call at 800-375-4188.
Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.